I am Nick Lawrence, Chair of the Board. Today is October 30th, 2025, and the time is 9 a.m. I now call to order this meeting of the Board of Directors of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas. This meeting is being held in person at the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas, 1601 East Pflugerville Parkway, Suite 3301, Pflugerville, Texas, 78660. Board members were notified of this meeting on September 30th, 2025. The Deputy Commissioner of Insurance and delegates were notified of this meeting October 20th, 2025. The proposed agenda and all related meeting materials were provided to the Texas Department of Insurance Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division and her designees on October 20th, 2025, in accordance with Section 2C2 of the SLTX Plan of Operation. Notice of this meeting was published in the Texas Register on October 23rd, 2025, in accordance with Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. A conference call-in number was provided to members of the public in the public notice meeting. I will now call the roll to confirm which board members are participating in today's meeting. Leslie Liljeburg.
Present via Teams.
Jeff Klein, Vice Chair of the Board.
Present via Teams as well.
Peter Harrison. Ezekiel Bethal.
Present via Teams.
Leah Bennett.
Present via Teams.
Ryan Bridges.
Present via Teams.
Jim Bishop.
Present via Teams.
Jason Cables.
Present via Teams.
A quorum of five or more members is present pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551, 125B2, and Plan of Operations Section 2C6. The following stamping office management staff, council, consultants, and liaisons are present. Please affirm your attendance for the record when I call your name. Greg Brandon, Executive Director.
I'm here.
Toby Pigg, Director of Policy Intake and Analysis.
Here.
Shalonda Stone, Director of ITS. Ronnie Ford, Director of Finance.
Present.
Michael Norred and Jeff McWhirt, General Counsel.
Present by Teams.
Present by Teams.
Denise, will you please identify the additional stamping office staff members participating via Teams?
Erin Rosario, Dalton Moore, Jay Arbine, Casper Robles, Kristen Porter, Nathan Onks, Robin Porter, Rodolfo Camarena, and Charmila Zubeli.
Are there any liaisons or consultants attending?
Paul Rainey, TSLA liaison.
Are any representatives of the Texas Department of Insurance, the Texas Comptroller, or legislative offices attending in person or by telephone?
David Dodd, attorney of the Office of Financial.
Before we get started, I have a few housekeeping item reminders. Antitrust activity or discussion are prohibited at all stamping office functions. This prohibition includes the exchange of information concerning individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claim settlement practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual company's operation. We will not have a public comment session. Public and media attendees listening by telephone should mute their lines at all times. Representatives of state agencies and members of the public are welcome to observe or record this board meeting, but please refrain from asking questions or interjecting comments during the board's deliberations. The state agency personnel present may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Members, council, and staff should identify themselves by full name when speaking. Please mute your microphone or telephone when not speaking. Right. Agenda item two, discussion and appropriate approval of September 26th, 2025 board meeting minutes. Everyone was provided a copy of the September 26th, 2025 meeting minutes. Are there any corrections? Hearing done, any further discussion? There being no further discussion, do we have a motion to approve the September 26, 2025 minutes?
Jason Cable.
Leslie, go ahead. Sorry.
Jason Cables will move.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Leslie Lilgenberg.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it and the motion passes. And right now I'm going to note that everybody but me is participating by video. All right. Agenda item 3, discussion and appropriate action, 2026 budget. I will now open the floor to Ms. Ronnie Ford, Director of Finance, to present this agenda item.
Thank you, Nick. In accordance with the Plan of Operations Section 2B7, the September board meeting, there was a motion made to refer the budget to the Finance and Audit Committee and the Texas Department of Insurance. There is an update of 3% decrease for the salaries and benefit expense category. For the new budget is $6,597,857 versus what was proposed in last month's board meeting of $6,828,191. The change of $230,334 is due to the negotiation of benefits came in lower than expected. This caused a decrease in contingencies of $1,153 or 3%. The new budget total is $8,882,850 versus the proposed September budget numbers of $9,114,337 for a decrease of $231,487 or 3%. Are there any questions? If not, then I'll turn it back over to you.
Ms. Ford, this is Jeff Klein. I just have one question about a line item. Is the term revenue on the bottom, is that supposed to be income, given the fact that we have revenues at the top? Or
yeah, it's a total revenue minus expenses. So yes, that should be revenue net.
Okay, thank you so much. Sorry. Yes.
All right. Is there any discussion or questions for Ms. Ford regarding the 2026 budget presentation? Hearing none, other than what Jeff just asked. Ms. Ford, do you have a recommendation regarding the 2026 budget?
Yes, I recommend that the board adopt the 2026 proposed budget as presented in accordance with Section 2B7 of the Surplus Line Staffing Office Plan of Operations.
Is there a motion that the board adopt the 2026 proposed budget as presented in accordance with Section 2B7 of the Surplus Line Stamping Office Plan of Operation?
Also move.
Brian Bridges. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
It was Jeff.
And second.
Do we have a second?
A second. Leah Bennett.
Leah Bennett, yeah. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it and the motion passes. All right. There being no other business before the board, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Leslie Lilgenberg.
Thank you, Leslie. Is there a second?
Jason Cables.
I second it.
Thank you, Jason. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned at 9:09 on October 30th, 2025.